Utah, Mayor Rocky Anderson of Salt Lake City.
As Americans, we share common values. Values of honesty, compassion, and whenever possible, nonviolence. We also recognize the moral responsibility we have to raise our voices in support of those values when they are under assault. There is no morality without the willingness to act. That's why we are here today. Much is said about family values. Well, in our families, we have learned and we teach the values of telling the truth, of helping those who are in need, and of never resorting to violence except as a last resort. Tragically, those fundamental values have been horribly betrayed, leading to this devastating time in our nation's history. Who among you loves your country so much that you have come here today to raise your voice out of deep concern for our nation? Yeah! Who among you embraces the fundamental values underlying our Constitution so dearly that you have come today to let the world know that we as Americans abhor the kidnapping, disappearance, and imprisonment of people without any semblance of due process? That we as Americans abhor unconstitutional, wordless wiretapping of American citizens? Americans abhor the torture of human beings. And that we as Americans will always stand up and fight against an outrageous, tragic, so-called preemptive war that violates international law, that has alienated many of our longtime allies around the world, and that was sold to the American people and to the world at large on the basis of blatant lies. We are here because we value compassion, truth, and human rights so much that we want the world to know how embarrassed we are, how sad we are, how outraged we are that our president and a complacent Congress, with the aid and assistance of a dismal mainstream media, have caused millions of people so much pain and tragedy. That is not what we as Americans stand for. That is not what our country stands for. And we want the world to know it. We are here today as true patriots. Blind obedience to bad leadership is not patriotism. Maligning the patriotism of others who stand up out of concern for the betrayal of our most cherished values is not patriotism. To sit back and let others fight for a return to decency, for a return to the rule of law, for a return to the values of truth, compassion, and human rights is not patriotism. And sending our servicemen and servicewomen into harm's way without an honest justification, without competent leadership, and without a coherent plan is not patriotism. We are here today to tell and to demand the truth. That's what patriots do. That's what people exercising their moral responsibility do. We forfeit our humanity when we refrain from saying no more to wrongdoing. We are here today to say no more. Let's hear it. No more. No more Iraq war. No more. No more God is on our side. Religious nonsense to justify this immoral, illegal war. No more torture of human beings. No more. No more denial of the right of habeas corpus. No more kidnapping of people and sending them off to secret prisons and nations where they will be tortured. No more centrally owned, hysteria-driven corporate news media complicit in selling the Bush administration's lie to the American people. No more. No more unconstitutional wireless wiretapping of American citizens. No more wars to provide a fix to oil-addicted American consumers. No more manipulation of national intelligence for political purposes. No more manipulation of our news media with false propaganda. No more authoritarian assertions of power by the President of the United States. No more silence by the American people. We will continue to resist the lies, the deception, the outrages. We will insist that peace be pursued and that as a nation, we help those in need. Let us join together to break the cycle of hatred, of intolerance, of violence. Let us build a better nation and a better world together.